Chapter 16, Wonderful Krishna. All the people of Vrindavan used to talk about the wonderful times they had with Krishna. One said, "My dear friends, how is it possible that such an amazing boy would come and live with us in Vrindavan? Just imagine, he is now only 7 years old, but he lifted Govardhan Hill in one hand and held it up just like the king of elephants holds a lotus flower. When he was a very small baby and could not even see properly, he killed the great demon Putana. While sucking her milk, he also sucked out her life air. When he was only 3 months old, he slept underneath a hand cart, and by kicking his small feet, the cart broke apart and fell to pieces. And remember when he was only 1 year old? He was carried away by the whirlwind demon called Trinavarta. Krishna was carried very high in the sky. He hung on the demon's neck and forced him to fall from the sky and die. Once his mother, angry that he stole butter, tied him to a wooden mortar. The child pushed it towards a pair of Yamala Arjun trees, and they fell. Once he was playing with Balaram and the cows in the forest when a demon named Bakasura appeared. Krishna at once broke the demon's beaks apart. Then the calf demon Vatsasura tried to kill Krishna, but Krishna took that demon and threw him into a tree. Another time Krishna and Balaram went to the Talavan forest, where the Dainakasura demon and all his demoniac donkey friends attacked them. Krishna and Balaram caught their back legs and threw them all into palm trees and killed them. Then the Talavan forest was open for the use of the people and animals of Vrindavan. When Pralambasura demon pretended to be a cowherd boy, Krishna and Balaram finished him off. Then Krishna saved his friends and all the cows from the terrible forest fire and punished the Kaliya serpent in the lake by making him leave the Jamuna River. Just think how wonderful it is, Nanda Maharaj. Krishna is not like any other boy. Maybe he really is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. King Nanda said, "My dear friends, once Garga Muni said to me that this boy will give pleasure and good fortune to my family and everyone in Vrindavan. He said that he is just like Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He also said that anyone who loves this boy, Krishna, will always win over the demons. Even though we have so many troubles, this boy will help us overcome them all." All the cowherd men listened nicely and became happy hearing the wonderful stories about Krishna. They said, "Let Krishna, who is so kind and beautiful, take care of us. May we always live peacefully under the protection of wonderful Krishna."